My name is Joe Casey. Can you hear me?
You can tip the microphone up.
Oh, there we go. My name is Joe Casey. I'm the international representative for the IBEW, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. Lifelong resident of the state of New Hampshire, and I too love the beauty and everything about everything that New Hampshire has, and that's why I've decided to spend my life here and raise my family here. But there's also, you know, there's also the issue, and I come from a blue collar family, and people have to make a living to work and reside in this state. And I have a 21-year-old daughter that's a senior at UNH, and the other day, on the front page of our newspaper were a couple of friends that she went to high school with that had been arrested in a heroin sting in our town. And these were good kids. These were good kids, good, you know, they were at my house all the time. I asked my daughter, what happened? What's going on with them? And she told me that they've given up. That's in passing, she said, they've given up and walked off. There is not a heck of a lot of opportunity. I can tell you that right now. And we also have to look at our children and the opportunities that we're providing for them. There's no debate that we have a flight of kids that are leaving the state to find employment elsewhere. We at the IBEW, you know, we put people to work. We put people to work in the construction industry. Construction projects have to be approved. I've been working on construction projects my whole life, trying to get approval so that we can put our people to work. And in the state of New Hampshire, I can tell you right now, I'm not very successful. It's very difficult to cite something or get something approved here in the state of New Hampshire. And we have to take a look. You know, we take people in that have a high school degree or a GED equivalent, and we train them and give them a trade in the electrical industry that they can use for the rest of their lives. And I've seen the best part about my job is in the apprenticeship training program, when you can see a kid that comes in with no other place to go, and he's able to make a career out of the electrical industry, whether it be the line industry or where I represent the electricians. We need to have projects. We need to move forward. You know, these projects will create an atmosphere for lower electrical rates here, so other industries can come in and people can go to work. We have to be able to take care of our families, take care of, you know, the needs of our people, so that we can enjoy the beautiful state of New Hampshire. And I ask you, you know, this has been 6 years. 10 years ago, I sat on a committee to upgrade the Coos Loop. We're still waiting for that to happen. You know, 6 years ago, we started this endeavor. We need to put people to work. I have 240 IBEW linemen and electricians that are New Hampshire residents that are currently working elsewhere. This whole country's electrical system needs to be upgraded. There's going to be plenty of opportunity for these people to make a living for the rest of their lives. Let's put people back to work. Let's get our people in the state back to work, and let's create new opportunities for our children. Thank you.